Coffee Mumbo Jumbo still playing and working with the TAF Greek Espresso Competition Blend, a blend that's got four different coffees in it, from Brazil, from Costa Rica, from Ethiopia, and from Sumatra. Sumatra has the Raya Batak, Ethiopia has the Sidamo 2 Hariti, and Costa Rica has the Minita Conquistador. And from Brazil, that Terra Sweet Blue. Now, what I don't know exactly is the ratio that the roaster has used to put this blend together. All I know is that it's from Greek roasters TAF. Chris, the 2011 Latte Art World Champion, was kind enough to give me a bag when I met him at the London Coffee Festival, when he had a slot on the La Mazzocco and pulled shots. He didn't pull shots with this very blend. He had a single origin there, which was beautiful, I must say. But this one, now I've played with the parameters that Chris has given me. He's given me instructions like 18 grams of dry dose, 94°C temperature during the extraction, and 25 seconds should yield about 24 grams of fluid. Well, I've done that on the Rocket R58 PID. I can play with the temperature, and I had that temperature at just about 94, and I wasn't blown over by this particular coffee. And although all the parameters were pretty much in what Chris has guided me to do, what I'd like to try, and I did now with this shot, and I had, again, a really good extraction, 25 seconds and 24.7 grams of fluid. All I did is I took the temperature down. Now, why? It's because I really was a bit disappointed in the flavor itself of that coffee. There was no real variety in it. I did get a lot of dark chocolate, and yes, maybe that is something that Greek people really appreciate in their espressi and in their coffees. However, here in London, we are blessed with so many amazing artisan roasters, so many great coffee shops and baristas who are really pushing the limits to try and get out a lot of variety in the beans, a lot of sweetness, a lot of fruitiness, a balanced acidity, tailing off, yes, into something which is maybe a bit more grounded, but something that interests the palate. And for me, this coffee didn't really take me on a journey. Also, the mouthfeel wasn't as velvety, wasn't as rich as I'm really accustomed to now, and I'm almost expecting in a coffee that I can actually say is blowing me away. I can just think back to the Burundi. Now, this year, the Burundi, roasted by Richard Master Roaster, Richard Williams, that is, from Nude Espresso, was one this year that blew me away. Having said that, at the London Coffee Festival, I had the Yilgacheffe that Caravan are competing with. Estelle, their barista, is competing in the UK Barista Championship with that very coffee, another coffee that really was beautiful. And so, coming back to the espresso competition blend from TAF, now that I've gone down with the temperature, let's just see if it's improved in any way. Putting my nose to it. Well, I will say that maybe that burnt smell has diminished. It's lacking sweetness. And you know what? Those ingredients are so promising. The Sidamo, I love, for example. Costa Rican coffees, I've had great Costa Rican coffees as single origin. Brazilian, Datera, yes, I know the Dateria Bruzzi one. Sumatra, Raya Patak, I've had that as a filter coffee a while ago from Holland. Again, I mean, I've tried. I mean, it hasn't really improved. Yes, it's a run-of-the-mill coffee. I wouldn't kind of shout about it. And that's all I can say, really. Really missing a velvety mouthfeel. Although the extraction looked kind of good, it wasn't obviously as thick. And the other thing that I can say, it has been roasted on the 19th of April. Maybe it's just a little bit out. I don't know. But it's not getting both thumbs up. It's not really something that I can rave about. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is still very grateful for having had a play with the competition espresso blend.